and welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am your host, Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun. Joining me, as always, Ray Brewer, a bit saddened Ray Brewer today. I just got off the plane, came back from D.C. today, came right to the office, and Brewer, you had a tough day with many Palo Verde football family, students, past players, coaches. Coach Castro died. I think most people in the city know that now. It's been you know, what, top story on our site for a couple of days. You've been here a long time. I've covered him. I've written stories about him. You've known him for years. Tell me what he brought to local football and what this means for Palo moving forward. They still have football to play.
Well, just a sad story. I think oftentimes, Steve, folks talk about how great someone is after they've died, and it's a shame that we couldn't have talked about what a good fella Coach Castro was before he passed away on Saturday. But Dave Castro was a guy who wore his emotions on his sleeve. Real hard-nosed, aggressive coach who wouldn't hesitate getting in your face. But the kids, they really loved that. They thrived on it, and he just had a passion for the game of football that really stood out. But I mean, more importantly, I mean, he's a father. He's a great fella. Gonna be missed. And Friday night, I mean, he's Palo's defensive coordinator. He calls all the defensive plays. He has the last 3 years. You know, Palo went 14-1 last year. They won the region in 08 and 06. And I mean, he's a very important coach on that staff. And they're going to have to divvy up the responsibilities and move forward. I know Friday night they play Faith, who's at the lower tier of the league, and it should be an easy victory. And in terms of the X's and O's in football, maybe it'll give the coaching staff an opportunity to find out, you know, who's going to call the defensive plays and who's going to get everything organized in terms of the game operations.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me last year when I did a story about him and his son leading up to the state title game was, I think he's been around football for so long that he just tells it like it is. You know, he had no, you know, delusions about his son going to, like, a top Division I program. He would say exactly what he thought. Or when I'd ask about kids at other schools, he'd tell you straight up, we're not going to be able to stop this guy, you know? We're going to have trouble, things like that. And, heck, how many Palo defensive players are in Division I programs right now?
And the guy started at Chaparral, student teaching at Chaparral, came to Las Vegas from Southern Utah, where he was the school's all-time leader in tackles, a record that still stands. And he was an assistant everywhere, including at Green Valley, which had a great run in the mid-90s. They went to the state championship game, and he really helped build that program over there. Was a head coach at El Dorado for a few years. Actually didn't do all too hot there, but when he hit Palo, something just clicked with that staff. And he and Coach Ross, were the head coach over at Palo, were more than just, you know, coaches together. They were, I mean, great friends. And that kind of commitment that they had at the program, where they spent so much time looking at film and doing prep work behind the scenes, he was a vital part of. And it's going to be interesting to see how Palo reacts. But I tell you this, high school football is a game of emotion. And we already know that Palo Verde is one of the most talented teams in town. Now they're going to be playing in memory of this coach who was so popular. I got to think that gives Palo Verde a boost. I mean, you're talented. Now you got that emotion behind you. I think
you got to figure a way to harness that and use it. You know, positively, you can play too. Yeah. You can play too emotional and then forget what you're supposed to do.
Get some late hit penalties. But I really think Palo is done such a proactive job. Coach Castro passed away Saturday. They found him dead Saturday morning. They were supposed to watch film, and a few hours later, you know, they already had the counselors from the school district there to talk to the kids. They went and, you know, had a candlelight vigil the following day. They were all in their jerseys today at the funeral service. So they're doing everything right. I think Palo's going to be okay. I still can't wait for the Palo Gorman game. There you go, folks. We mentioned it. Hopefully it happens. It looks like everything's going to pan out to where they play in the semis. But just another wrinkle to the football season.
Yeah. Certainly going to be a challenge up there. One of those games on Friday night, and you mentioned Gorman. Gorman getting the TV spotlight again. Is this just going to be another 100-0 game?
Well, Gorman, I think Steve has outscored opponents at 325. I don't have it in front of me. It was like 325-30 in league play. They beat Western 69-6 last week. They put up 70 against Bonanza the week previous. The coach told me they've punted 10 times in 8 games. Gorman's real good, and the league, unfortunately, is real bad. And it's go time. I mean, there's 2 more league games for these guys, and then it's on to the playoffs. So Gorman obviously has got to get better in practice, but it's tough to get a good gauge on them because they really, with the exception of that Desert Oasis game where they got challenged there, they haven't really been tested. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when they do face somebody better in the playoffs. It looks like they're going to draw Cheyenne in the first round. Gorman's knocked Cheyenne out the last 2 years. Yeah, Cheyenne definitely not as good this year as years past.
Playoffs are going to be interesting because Legacy taking that top spot over Palo, you would assume.
Yeah, Legacy's going to get the 1. Palo will be the 2. Cimarron will be the 3. Cheyenne will be the 4. So that means Palo and Gorman will meet in the semis. And Legacy Cimarron, the game that went to overtime that was so good, will be the other semi.
Wow.
So those playoffs are going to be really entertaining. And the thing that I talked to Coach Carmona today, the coach at Western, who I'm a big fan of because he's a Shap boy, and I was talking about the Gorman game with him, and he asked me what I thought about Gorman, and right away I was like, oh boy, did they run up the score against you? He goes, oh no, they were real good. I talked to the coach ahead of time. Played their first string the first half, and in the second half they put in all the subs. Because the problem is the subs are like the second best team in town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like putting in, the second string at USC. They could all be starting somewhere else. Now moving more local, in my backyard, Green Valley, a must-win game this week?
Silverado plays Basic this week, and it's must-win for Silverado. A team that I thought had a chance to go.
Yeah, you agree.
I love Silverado. That's probably why they've tripped up the last few weeks. But Silverado lost to Del Sol. You were at the game. Del Sol probably a little more physical than Silverado. And then Silverado lost to Liberty, which I thought was an upset last week. Now Silverado plays Basic. If they lose the Basic, they're going to be fighting for a playoff spot. And this is a team that had a lot of kids back. It looked like they were set to make a good run. I thought they had a chance to go up and surprise some people. We'll find out what happens. Basic beat Green Valley in the Henderson Bowl. Green Valley has no chance to make the playoffs.
No chance. Okay.
Your hometown team is done.
My home street team.
Your home street team is done. He's a huge Green Valley fan, folks.
I like the pizza shop right in front of the high school.
Napoli's.
Yeah, they got the pickup special. It's like a large one topping for $8 or something. That's great.
Maybe we should call them to sponsor our podcast.
They should. Well, I don't know if anyone's listening up there, but yeah. I mean, every time I go home, I drive by there. But oh well. Well, they're not going to make it. Is Basic going to hang tough in the playoffs?
Here's the thing on Basic. I'm so used to...
You're used to picking against them.
I picked against them this week against Silverado. I'm so used to Basic not doing well. I'm so used to Basic putting forth that maximum effort, but just not having the talent, maybe some of the structure.
You've been saying that all year.
I said that all year last year, and they kept surprising me. And I was like, all right, last year it was magical. They pieced it together, and all of a sudden they're doing it again this year. And they're a great story. The one thing they do is they play good defense right now. They're really aggressive. They get after it. They get to the ball. Henderson Bowl, they gave up a long touchdown in the first quarter to Travis Jackson from Green Valley. And the Basic teams in the past, Steve, would have just folded. Absolutely mailed it in, mentally defeated. This team, what do you know? Returned 2 interceptions for touchdowns. Great defensively. And they just do enough offensively to get it done. And with the Sunrise region being so open this year, you got Canyon Springs and Vegas in the northeast, and Basic and Del Sol in the southeast. I think if you play those 4 teams in a tournament, any 4 of them could win.
All right. What, as of now, today, Who wins the Sunrise?
Vegas. I'm picking Vegas every day of the week, especially if they run the ball with Pharrell Victor. I've been screaming, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. The spread offense is great. I like it. But when you have a tailback so talented as Pharrell Victor, I would just line up and try to pound it with this kid over and over and over. Now it doesn't.
This is what Del Sol does with Reed.
With Reed. And against Basic, Reed didn't do that well. I think he had like 30 carries for 80 yards, give or take.
Yeah.
But Vegas won the game last week against Canyon Springs, which was essentially for the Northeast title, by running the ball. They dominated the line of scrimmage. Pharrell Victor ran the ball. I think he's such an exceptional athlete, only a sophomore, that you'd be crazy not to run the ball 100 times.
Yeah, well, I think at some point someone should just make you a coach.
No, I don't know enough. It's easy to sit here after a team loses and say, well, they should have done this or they should have done that. But, I mean, I don't know how many guys have to be on the line of scrimmage.
Now I got to ask you a question because it got a number of people fired up on our website. You said Boulder City was going to be the new king of 3A in Moapa. Didn't really take that too lightly.
And I tell you what, Moapa won state last year. I guess they're the Palo Verde of the 3A. And
I wouldn't know. I don't even know where the heck they are.
They're
couldn't find them on a map.
It's right over by Mesquite. So go play some golf. Stop in and get the
I don't
fan.
Think I'll ever be going there.
Yeah. But give credit to Moapa. They're the Palo of the 3A. They were more physical than Boulder City up front. I talked to Boulder City's coach, and I asked him what went wrong, and he said they were stronger than us. They physically beat us up. And when that's the key to football, folks.
Yeah, well, they've got a very, very passionate fan base. Just log on, LasVegasSun.com. They pretty much take up the message board. Not big fans of me. I don't know how that got lost. I said they would win, and I still get comments. You said they were no longer the king of 3A.
Yeah, and they play Virgin Valley, not this week, but next week. Those two towns are so close to each other. Great rivalry game. Moapa, Virgin. It'll probably be to decide who wins the 3A South, which gets you right into the state semis. Who knows? Maybe Moapa goes all the way.
All right, well, we'll see. But be sure to log on to LasVegasSun.com. Ray and I, we've got our picks up. I'm 6 games back. Not a lot of time to catch up, but maybe, you know, we'll see what
happens.
Here's
the deal.
Ray, you're over 80%.
If I don't pick if I pick against Chaparral instead of pick with them, maybe I'm...
I don't know. We differed in a couple of games this week.
Good.
So maybe we'll pick up some games. Ray's over 80% for the season. It's unheard of. If only your college and pro bets could go that well, you might not be working here.
Yeah, dude, it's hard.
There you go. All right, log on, LasVegasSun.com. Ray's got all your coverage this weekend. Be sure to leave your comments, send us the emails, whatever you want to talk about, Moapa fans. You know where to go, LasVegasSun.com.